LAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Sources tell ABC the IRS is going to lay off thousands of probationary workers in the middle of tax season. Sweeping cuts continue across the federal government that President Trump says are needed to make the government more efficient. But Hannah Hickman, who lost her job at the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, said the proper process was not followed.
This is an attack on the CFPB, and it's an attack on the law that Congress passed to protect ordinary Americans after the financial crisis.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv. And ABC has learned Secretary Rubio is expected to be one of several high-ranking administration officials to travel to Saudi Arabia to take part in peace talks aimed at reaching a deal between Russia and Ukraine. President Trump will attend the Daytona 500 today. The start of the race moved forward by 1 hour because of rain in the forecast. The South has already seen heavy rain and flooding. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
So the Oscars are coming down, and we're going to be saluting the songs that didn't make it and try to figure out why not. Let's take a look at this crazy old weather scheme of ours. Music of the Star. And a salute to Peggy King at 95. Today. The 101 Strings, I got to tell you, I'm a big fan of that organization. In reality, it's the North German Radio Orchestra out of Hamburg, Germany. Great stuff out of there, and, well, they're underrated, and people call it elevator music. That's not elevator music. The guys who were singing 10 years ago are elevator music now. No, the 101 Strings, and we're going to have a direct contact with their latest releases. I want to thank you for being here, part of the whole thing. And, well, what are you going to do without the 101 Strings? They had a few hits out there and they never heard because only the Music of the Stars plays them. A lot of people don't get credit, like Eric Coates, one of my favorites. And get to that some other time. We've got to look at weather. Stick around.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any light snow giving way to mostly sunny skies. Highs only reaching the upper single digits today. Wind chills to 15 below thanks to a northwest breeze. For tonight, partly cloudy, 15 below the temperature, 30 below the wind chill. It's zero at our studios.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Believe it or not, it is once again time for Wisconsinites to head to the polls and vote. I know, we all have a bit of election fatigue after 2024, but the spring election primary is coming up on Tuesday, February 18th. One race that will be on every ballot statewide for the spring primary is for state superintendent. Incumbent Jill Underle is seeking another term, and two candidates are challenging her. Jeff Wright, superintendent for Sauk Prairie Schools, and Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant and former charter school executive. Kinzer's candidacy, in particular, is gaining steam. Her campaign reported raising more than $500,000, far more than what Underle or Wright have brought in. With that type of financial support, this could prove to be a more competitive race for state superintendent than what we've seen in quite some time. This is becoming a real race to watch.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Let's rock some local music this weekend on Max Inc. Join us as we welcome Kaylin Cole and Lexi Liu, plus Yanni and Rocker will stop in for a visit. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday evenings at 6 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
With Seth MacFarlane.
Little Jack Frost, get lost, get lost.
Little Jack Frost, get lost.
You know you don't do a thing. But put the bite on my toes.
Freeze up the ground and take the bloom from the rose.
Little Jack Frost, go away, go away. Don't you come back another day.
There's lots of cold feet, all the lovers complain. You turned off the heat down in Lover's Lane.
The bench in the park is all alone in the dark. So little Jack Frost, get lost, get lost. Little Jack Frost, get lost.
Little Jack Frost, get lost.
You know you don't do a thing but put the bite on my toes.
Freeze up the ground and take the bloom from the rose.
Oh, little Jackie, go far away, away.
And don't you come back another day.
There's lots of cold feet, all the lovers complain. You turned off the heat down.
The bench in the park is all alone in the dark. So little Jack Frost, get lost, get lost.
Little Jack Frost, get lost. Stray up, baby, run along. Shove on, take a hike, hit the road.
Little
Jack Frost, get lost.
Jack Frost.
Little Jack Frost, get lost.
Get lost. Get lost.
So there. Joel McNeely in the big band.
Can love be as warm as the ruby? Can love be as pure as the pearl? Just look in the heart of my love for you, you'll find the ruby and the pearl. My love will endure as the diamond and shine with the shimmer of gold. It glows as a bright star above for you, a thing of beauty to behold. Come close and cling to my kiss. Stay close and share the passion of this. Yes, love is as warm as the ruby, and love is as pure as the pearl. Just look in the heart of my love for you. You'll find the ruby and the pearl. Just look in the heart of my love for you. You'll find the ruby and the
by request. Vic Damone and Mitchell Parrish wrote this for the picture Ruby Gentry. It's Vic Damone.
They say, Ruby, you're like a dream, not always what you seem. And though my heart may break when I awake, let it be so. I only know, Ruby, it's you. They say, Ruby, you're like a song. You don't know right from wrong. And in your eyes I see heartache for me. But from the start, who stole my heart? Ruby, it's you. I hear your voice, and I must come to you. I have no choice. What else can I do? They say, Ruby, you're like a flame. Into my life you came. And though I should be where, still I don't care. You thrill me I only know, Ruby, it's you. And I must come to you. I have no choice. What else can I do? They say, Ruby, you're like a flame. To my life you came, and though I should be where, still I don't care. You thrill me so, I only know, Ruby, it's you.
Vic Damone, Ruby from Ruby Gentry, was number 20 on the hit parade list that year of 1953. Richard Heyman had the orchestra, but this is Victor Young of Chicago. Jennifer Jones, Charlton Heston, Carl Malden, 1952. The Music of the Stars.
Some hair on her and she passed through a bobcat.
Charlton Heston. He was possessed by a surging flood tide of torment.
You know you can't hold out the way you feel.
Get out of here! I swear if you don't get out of my sight, I'll blow your head off.
Carl Malden, honored in 1952 with an Academy Award for a magnificent performance.
You little tramp. You're dressed up to look like a lady. It's a pity you can't behave like one, and none of this mess would have happened.
Ruby Gentry was on fire with life. And when she got into a man's bloodstream, she burned his mind and soul and body with a brand of longing he could never forget. All men dream of a Ruby Gentry. And yet, can any man turn the raging fire into a steady flame?
Julie London.
February brings the rain, breaks the winter's icy chain. That's a song I learned so long ago. I dream one day those words I heard that yesterday would ever strike so very close to home. We drank champagne toast the brand new year, so certain that the world was yours and mine. But January's gone and February's here am I without a Valentine. 28 long days remain, gone my love, the gay champagne. February brings the
February brings a birthday that I like to honor every year. One of my favorite singers, that is Peggy King. Lives in Pennsylvania now, but got a great story about a gal who became a star, not overnight, but through a lot of hard work. Now, oh, all right. Of course, her sunny talent. Always wanted to be on television, she did, Peggy. She had that wishing star. Well, like every star, sometime the gleam is a little dim. She was on the George Gobel Show, a big hit in early television. Got that nickname, Pretty Perky Peggy King. Got to be a good actress, but not long enough for my taste. She did a great picture, Zero Hour. Now, you might remember that as the real basis of Airplane 1980. She was the flight attendant in that picture. Turns 95 today. Still performing. One of Columbia Records' most exciting discoveries in 1955. She's born in Greensburg, PA. They finally discovered her at a volunteer fireman's clam bake. Made her public debut there. Went on to high school in Ravenna, Ohio. The hometown of Captain Video, Al Hodge. Wanted to be a business college graduate. Put a few clubs out there in Cleveland and the suburbs and got on the radio when it was live. Joined the Charlie Spivak Orchestra. Later on, Ralph Flanagan. Great bands. And a talent scout saw her, eagle-eyed guy. He said, I'm from Hollywood. We'll give you some singing and dancing lessons. I don't know. Let's find out the story of Peggy King that I think you'll enjoy. Music of the Stars.
The boy next door, la da 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 da. Doesn't try to please me, doesn't even tease me.
It's one of her hit records, and it was based actually on 1944's Meet Me in St. Louis, where Judy Garland did the honor. Now, Peggy and Judy were compared a lot in early television and to this day. But here's Judy, Ralph Blaine, Hugh Martin.
My dear, when you get to be my age, you'll find out there are more important things in life than boys.
Judy Garland. Oscar winner.
Lord,
The moment I saw him smile, I knew he was just my style. My only regret is we've never met, though I dream of him all the while. But he doesn't know I exist. No matter how I may persist, so it's clear to see there's no hope for me. No, I live at 5135 Kensington Avenue, and he lives at 5133. How can I ignore the boy next door? I love him more than I can say. Doesn't try to please me, doesn't even tease me, and he never sees me glance his way. And though I'm heart sore, the boy next door affection for me won't display. I just adore him, so I can't ignore him, the boy.
Happy birthday, Peggy King.
When I was 10, I dreamed of many things, I would be famous, I'd have gowns and furs and diamond rings, I would be the loveliest movie star, I would. Have my choice of the handsome boys I could. At sweet 16, I knew that I could sing, and in my dreams I'd hear a voice that called. You're on, Miss King. Fate is kind.
light steps in and sees you through when you wish upon a star. Your dreams come true. Fate steps in and sees you through when you wish upon a star. Your dream comes true. I'd be a star overnight for sure, and then I'd have the things I dreamed of when I was 10. It took me a year to finally see the difference in dreams and cold reality. Because I wasn't famous, this could only mean that I was a has-been at 17. My poor heart was breaking in 100 million pieces. I would never ever have the things I'd planned. When suddenly it happened, I was offered the chance to be the featured singer with a band. A girl with a band has to sit on the stand and wait for her turn to get up and sing. Let there be you, and let there be me. Let there be oysters under the sea. Let there be winds and occasional rain, chili con carne and sparkling champagne. Let there be birds to sing in the tree. Someone to bless me whenever I sneeze. Let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove. But first of all, please, let there be love.
Chance. Wow. on the door. A sweet excitement that I'd never known before. A voice that called 5 minutes, a final sip of coffee, and a little yellow spotlight on a little dark stage where I sang, where I sang so softly. Sit there and count your fingers. What can you do?
$150 a week. And then one night, there was a knock on my dressing room door, and I ran to the door, and I opened it up, and there was a little man standing there, and he said, "I am from Hollywood. How would you like to go to Hollywood?" I said, "I'm sorry, but I'm happy here." He said, "My dear, you'll be a star within a year."
music of the stars, Peggy King, on her birthday. Here she is in Abbott and Costello's...
Came a long way from St. Louis. You climbed the ladder of success. I've seen the town and country cars that were parked out in front of your fancy address. You came a long way from St. Louis. You broke a lot of hearts between. I've met a gang of gloomy gals who were doing all right till you came on the scene. You blew in from the Middle West and certainly impressed the population hereabouts. But honey, I've got news for you. I'm from Missouri too, so naturally I've got my doubts. You got them dropping by the wayside, a feeling I ain't gonna know. You came a long way from St. Louis, but baby, you still got a long way to go. You blew in from the Middle West and certainly impressed the population hereabouts. But honey, I've got news for you. I'm from Missouri too, and naturally I've got my doubts. You got them dropping by the wayside, a feeling I ain't gonna know. Came a long way from St. Louis, but baby, you still got a long way to go. You got a long way to go. You got a long way to go.
There's Peggy King. Abbott and Costello meet the Mummy. Really.
Peggy King screen test. Quiet on the set.
Far away, I dreamed a dream one day, and now that dream is here beside me. Long skies were overcast, but now clouds have passed. You're here at last. Chills run up and down my spine. Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I longed for long ago was you. Chills run up and down my spine. Aladdin's lamp is mine. The dream I dreamed was not denied me. Just one look and then I knew.
Peggy King's story on her birthday today.
And was I a star? No, but I tried on all the costumes they had, and they said they'd call, but they never did.
But I couldn't go home. No, not this way. It would hurt too much to go, and it hurt too much to stay. So I sang for the fellows who were fighting a war, and they liked me better than I'd ever been liked before. I came home from Korea with a shining past, but nobody met me, and nobody asked me to sing. False or true, I wish I had a clue or two. Where I stood, I thought I knew. Or should. True or false, life was a never-ending waltz. Then it caught the summer salts for good. Might have known it would. Every time my heart begins to dance, on my little toes. Every time I take a little chance, I pay right through my little nose.
Every
time I fly my little kite, it catches in a tree. Every time I throw an anchor out, it pulls me in the sea. Every time I feel a little glow, I always get a little shock. Every time I stick my little chin out, always get a little knock. And when I aim my arrows at the sun, they always miss their mark, leaving just a lonely little lady in the dark. Singing commercials for a living, and one of those commercials turned out to be the most important thing I've ever done. I gotta cook and cook and cook, but I love to cook and cook and cook, 'cause I get a kick out of cooking with Hunt's tomato sauce. You heard it in New York on a million radios, from the time you woke up till you went to bed. And because of that jingle, I got a record contract from a man with a beard who said,
Peggy, you're gonna be a big star.
You heard it out in
Hollywood, and what a break, you see. An angel with a crew cut heard it, and he said to me,
"So there you are, pretty perky Peggy King."
About that Uncle John, he sure adds a lot of movement to the show.
George, can I do my song now?
Uh-huh. Hey, Peg, you know what? You sure look keen tonight.
Keen or clean?
Both, Peg. Signed, G. Goble.
George, you know, I've got on some new lipstick tonight, and it's flavored. Would you like to see what flavor it is?
I sure would. Alice, remember, this is all strictly in the interests of science. See, that has a sort of a fruit flavor, Peg.
Well, it's made of natural fruit juices, George, and it comes in five flavors. Which one was that?
That was, strawberry.
No.
Oh, I missed it. You have to try it again.
All right.
It's domestic, but good.
What flavor?
Strawberry.
No.
I'll just have to try it one more time.
All right.
No, Peg, I hadn't better. You know, this could become habit forming, and as previously stated, I am no slave to habit. You better sing.
The George Gobel Show, 1955.
Brings to those who love the sweet fulfillment of their secret longing, like a bolt out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through.
Music of the Stars. The story of Peggy King on her birthday today. Now we'll look at news and crazy old weather out there. On the Music of the Stars, I'm Lou Regano, your host. Back right after news and weather. And we pick up a couple of bucks, too. And a look at her movie, Zero Hour. Oh, you might remember it as Airplane. No, that's Zero Hour, 1957. And an interview with Nat Cole. Stick around. Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said Hamas must be destroyed after his meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Secretary praised President Trump's suggestions about displacing Palestinians from Gaza.
The president's also been very bold about his view of what the future for Gaza should be. Not the same tired ideas of the past, but something that's new, bold, and something that frankly took courage and vision in order to outline.
Netanyahu called Trump the best friend to Israel that's ever been in the White House. ABC's learned Secretary Rubio will be one of several senior administration officials to travel to Saudi Arabia to begin talks about the peace process to end the war between Russia and Ukraine. Ukraine is not expected to attend. Today, the president will attend the Daytona 500. The race moved forward an hour because of the weather forecast. The South already been hammered with rain that's led to flooding across the region. This is ABC News.
I'm James.